Let's go to Liverpool next, where police are continuing to question a 53-year-old man after a car hit a large number of pedestrians. The shocking incident occurred as people celebrated Liverpool's Premier League victory. Almost 50 people were injured. Four of them have been described as very, very ill. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer said everyone was behind the city of Liverpool.
Scenes of joy turned to utter horror and devastation, and my thoughts and the thoughts of the whole country are with all of those that are affected. Those injured, which of course includes children, their families, their friends, the whole community, Liverpool fans everywhere. And Liverpool stands together, and the whole country stands with Liverpool.
Ross Welsh, who travelled to the parade from Lisburn, told BBC Radio Ulster about what he saw.
So the parade hadn't long finished, and we were just walking back into town, and the crowds were massive. So it was, you know, you were hardly moving at all, but you were moving slightly. And you heard the beeping of the horn and a car going pretty quick down this road that was rammed full of people. So further on up the road was open, the cars. So this car had got to the sort of road close sign, and then had navigated its way just very shortly past it by the time we saw it. And then, there was beeping, and it screeched its tyres to brake, and then we just kept on walking to sort of get out of it, and then hadn't heard anything more of it until we were at the train station. People started texting, you know, are you okay? We've seen stuff online.
And that was Ross Welsh talking about what he saw. Mairead Smith is a BBC news reporter for Northwest England, and she was in Liverpool city centre last night.
Yes, I had started the day early on in the morning in Liverpool city centre on the Strand. So that's the big long road by what are known as the Three Graces in Liverpool city centre. Big iconic buildings. As people were gathering, getting their specs really, really early on, making sure they had prime spot for that parade bus that was going to pass by hours later. The mood was jubilant. It was joyous. I then saw the very start of the parade and that bus full of those Liverpool players making their way from Allerton Maze where the parade started. And then that 10-mile journey into Liverpool city centre. And it was just after that, that sadly what was joy and jubilation turned to just disaster, really, for people who were on Water Street. I came in shortly after the news had broken. I'd already, you know, completed my piece for our TV news. And just to be here and to support colleagues and seeing the response was instant. It was, you know, dramatic, really, because you've got, and it's still in place, you know, a large tent of forensics. We've got forensic officers here right now. It's pouring with rain as people are here just reflecting on what they saw last night. The police scene is still in place. It will remain so because obviously this is a live investigation despite one man being arrested last night.
How much is now known about what actually happened last night and what are the outstanding questions?
The outstanding questions or why this car was in the area and why this person decided to drive through the crowds. So, you know, many people will have seen footage. The plea from Merseyside Police is that people don't share it. It doesn't help anybody to have that image really in their head of seeing what happened here unfold. But that car drove through a crowd of people. I spoke to one man. He's from Ballymena in the north of Ireland, and he was hit by the car. The wing mirror swiped his arm, and he said, you know, we'd heard the car beeping, but if the man, the person hadn't been beeping the horn, it could have been even more disastrous for him. So he knew how to move out of the way. But he was said it was just surreal. You know, you're seeing this car beeping its horn, trying to make its way through. Police have said that the driver, a 53-year-old white British man, was arrested at the scene. You know, we don't know why he was there. Road closures were in place around the area. So obviously the investigation will include, you know, answering those questions, how and why that car was there at the time.
It is, I suppose, a sign of the times that one of the first things the police said last night was that the man who had been arrested is local and white. Presumably that was to try and stop speculation online.
Yes, and this is a police force that dealt with last summer the stabbings of three girls in Southport, the area that sits within Liverpool City region as well. It's in Sefton. So this is the same force that dealt with the killing of those three girls and the lessons that were learned, and criticism that was made of the police afterwards. You know, we wanted more information. Police say that they learned from that and that it was important to say you know, the nationality and the ethnicity of the person that they had arrested. So that was definitely, as you say, a sign of the times, but it was on, it's felt a reflection on what happened post Southport and the events that led to that and sadly led to a lot of violence after that incident.
What can you tell us about the condition of those who were injured?
I think it's fair to say that people are thankful that nobody was killed in this incident. We know that 27 people were taken to hospitals, many great hospitals around this area dealing with those casualties. People were treated at the scene as well. Four people were actually trapped under the car, including a child. We heard from Merseyside Fire and Rescue Service that they had to lift that car off those people. Two people have serious injuries, one child and one adult. We will have an update. We're expecting further information from police this afternoon as their investigation continues. But I think a lot of people really glad that this wasn't more serious. But you know, the aftermath, you know, I'm standing here in Water Street at the minute at the police cordon, an area that should have been reflecting on a joyous occasion and now a real sombre mood in Liverpool's city centre.
And that was BBC journalist Mairead Smith talking to me from Liverpool city centre.